The sun came to signify the perception of the soul. The soul is the light inside your body. When you leave it, you will return back to light. The body is just a vessel. Which brings me to the moon, which signifies the physical body. Without a body, the soul cannot roam the earthly plane. Another yin-yang between the sun and moon, the merger of soul and body. Before I move off the sun and moon, I want to mention one last thing, yin-yang. One last yin-yang. Father and mother. Sun is father. Moon is mother. Now, Hermes, Mercury, is the messenger of God and the bestower of critical thinking. It signifies our thoughts and communication. Aphrodite, Venus, signifies love and desire. But Aries, Mars, signifies war and violence. Hence the name Fiery One and the yang to Venus. You know, love and desire, the opposite of love and desire would be
war
and violence.
Yeah.
Zeus, Jupiter, is begetting of good things. Hence, its name, the Radiant One. Jupiter is big and bright, like it's bestowing gifts. And lastly, we have Cronos, Saturn. I listed this one last because it's the last one of the visible planets. Bring back the yin and yang. If Saturn was the last of the visible planets and the sun was the big bright and the giver of life, Saturn, the last, has to be the opposite of that. If the sun gives life, what must Saturn do? Take life.
Yeah.
Saturn was not seen as a positive planet. How do you come from the underworld? Through the gates of Hades, which was seen as the second house, because the fourth house was looked at as being subterraneous under the underworld. So the second house is the house right before the sun comes up over the horizon.
Okay.
All right. And to get to the upper world, we got to come through the gates of Hades.
Second house.
Which
is also probably why the eighth house is considered death and rebirth.
Yeah.
Because it's a polar opposite.
So, who do you think is standing at that gate?
Cronos, Saturn.
The sun, if the sun rules the summer, longer days, shorter nights, but Saturn is the ruler of winter, shorter days, longer nights. Sun rules the day, but Saturn rules the night.
Yes.
So, Cronos, Saturn, is standing at the gates of Hades.
So there's a yin and a yang there as well.
Yes. Just a little side note. You've heard the saying, I hope you burn in hell?
Yes.
You heard that?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's a flawed concept.
Because you won't burn in hell? You'll freeze to death?
Man, you're smart. A more accurate statement would be, I hope you freeze in hell. Hell is cold, not hot. Things grow in the sun and in the summer, but fall off and die in the winter.
Yeah.
Warmth, growth, life, cold, no growth, death. Would you prefer warmth or cold?
Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.